If it says no kedarkoi, oy bikimoi, bishivo, oy bishivo, oy mahalach. That's the full way the pasuk says. Let's go over there. We shall go b'kodecho. Any way you want to say creation. For the more, hishloim the beis hillel, come for she tamayu, the time the beis shammai. His beis hillel says pshat in both pukim. Uvishoch b'chol v'kumecho zot beis hillel means the zman shchiven zman kima. Why do I say you have to say creation anyway? Because the pasuk says uvlechtocho b'dera. So the Tzilu says Pshatan himself and Pshatan the Pasuk of Beishamai. Ela Beishamai, my timely Yomuk Beitzilu. If the Tzilu has a Pasuk of Elechtecho Baderech, Mashal is to say Krishna even when you're going to Baderech. So why don't you Beishamai dashen like the Tzilu already, that you can say Krishna any way you want? I, Beshach B'chok Abu Kamecho, means this man like Beitzilu. Amri lo Beishamai, that Beishamai no. In Cain, if the Pasuk of Beshach B'chok Kamecho means to tell us the Zmanim of Krishna, name before the Pasuk should have said, Ba'boiker uva Erev. They should have said, say Krishna Ba'boiker, and say Krishna Erev. My B'shach B'chol B'kamecha, how come the Pasuk says, a lotion of Shchiva and Kima, that means to tell me, B'shach Shchiva, Shchiva Mamish. At night time, Krishna is only going to be Yotza if you're leaning or lying down. Or B'shach Kima in the morning, Kima Mamish. That's why I help B'shamah. So the Shami says if Ubashak Bukhul Kamecha only meant the Zman, it should have said Derev and Babaika. What's that? Was Bashak Bukhul? The Torah is not the Vadafa on Bashak Bukhul. So this is the Achrayin and yes, the famous Kashi, Shagasai, if they ensure the Mermisodi, all this. What did the Shami say? The Pasuch said Babaika Derev. The whole Perek was saying Chedushim, that since the Krishna is totally the Bashak Bukhul, it's not totally in Laila, it's totally when people sleep. Therefore we say, even in the morning, after Olas HaShachar, you can still be Yaitse Krishma Shalayla. Why? Because people are still sleeping then. So what's Beis Shammai's time that the Pasuk should have said, the break of Erev? If it would have said Erev, that means like Laila. I would think, when is Krishma? Dafka night time. When is Krishma in the morning? Dafka Beikir. I wouldn't know then 3 hours a day. If I can't, Beikir, the Domit HaShachar, he could bring us to Chatzais. I would think Beikir can bring us till 12 o'clock. And we dash into the Kamecha means as normal people get up in the morning in the first 3 hours. So what's Beis Shammai's time to say the break of Erev? The Gan Talacha, we had all first paragraphs like this. But the Bishok, because the Kamecha, we have Gan Talacha Krishna. So yes, it's a Kasha, this is Shreya Taka. You heard one text you have to say, maybe Beis Shammai didn't know those Talachas there. Beis Shammai does know from those Roshas of Bishok, because of Kamecha, that Zman Krishna is Mishana, because you go Basa Shiva. Beis Shammai himself holds that Zman Krishna is always told in line of anyway. So if it's only told in line of anyway, it's a good kasha. The Pasuk already should have said Baboikir and Beru. They're blind by kasha. No, I'm not saying Zicha, it's a kasha. I'm saying it's a good kasha. I'm saying maybe they hold like that. If they held like that, then it wouldn't be Shura the kasha. Then they say, since that's the locker anyway, the Pasuk should have said Baboikir and Beru. So it's a kasha. I don't think they answer too much. Blind by kasha. What? Yeah, that's. So when Yisrael once say from Yishalmi is Mashma the sheep that a break of me is the first 3 hours. Even the Bavli holds that Beikir means still Chatzais, Bishamai holds until the first 3 hours. So maybe Bishamai hears and Beikir also means the first 3 hours. Oh, it's a Beikir. It's a good kash. But call problem, you understand Beikir, that's fine. Oh, Bishamai, yeah. So that's where Bishamai gets out of Bishok Mechob Kamecha. For the Gemara, Bishamai Yabahai, Velechtecha Baderech Mayovidlu, I, Beikir says, the Pasuk says, Velechtecha Baderech, you have a right to say Krishna even when you're working. That's not Kima, it's not Shiva. And for Beis Shammai, who me boilu for different Rosh Lagamri. Likiratan, you learned in a braisa, the shir tzucha b'vaisecho, pratli oisek the mitzvah. That when do you have a chiyat to say kriyashma? When you're doing your own things. When you're oisek in a mitzvah, the klal is oisek the mitzvah, spot them in a mitzvah, you don't have to say kriyashma. Another thing is, v'lech tzucha b'derech, is pratli chosin. That even the chosin, the night of this chasna, he's potter for saying kriyashma. Mikan Omer, from here we made a lochon. Hakonus is a psula. Somebody is married is a psula. It's the first time he's being boiled on Isha. Is Potter, a lot of the first time, Navish Avi, I was going to say Avi, she's a psula, is Potter. He's Potter the same Krishma. He has Amona Chayim. But if he marries an Amona, she's a bull already, then he's Chayim to say Krishma. So there's two psukim here. One prosuk is Isaac the mitzvah, is Potter in a mitzvah. There's another prosuk for Chosin. That a chosin that the chasin the night is also potim saying Krishna, and there are two different chedushim here.
Oyster the mitzvah pasha means your mom is doing a mitzvah. You're shaking lulav right now, and an oni comes, you want to give him tzedakah, you're potter from giving him tzedakah. I'm doing one mitzvah now, I have no chiyuv to stop doing this mitzvah, and even if you want to stop doing, you're not allowed to stop doing. When you're doing one mitzvah, you have to continue to finish that mitzvah, then you worry about another mitzvah. That's one pasuk. And chosn is a tremendous chiddush. A chosn is not really being oisik in the mitzvah. The mitzvah is meduah at night time, the first viyu, when you boil the isha, that's the viyu's mitzvah. So the whole night time before is not really doing the mitzvah. But the what is his machshav in his mind, he's thinking about that mitzvah. It bothers him. So Kuntz says he can't have kavanah to have kavanah for Krishma. Because right now he's thinking about a night time. Because if she's a psula, the pshat is, he's afraid to become a kushivcha. Since she never had bi yet, there's the psulim there, he's afraid when he goes in and breaks the psulim, maybe he'll hurt himself. But Shenka Namona means a bula already, she's not a psula, there he's not afraid, doesn't bother him so much. For the point of chasna was a psula, to break her psulim, you're worried about it, maybe you'll hurt yourself. So it bothers him the whole night, he can't think about doing Saint Krishna. So Bazay, what do we need a pasuk for? The pshat is like this. Really the chosn, if he would tell him, you have to say Krishna now. So he had the could push off his mind for 5 minutes, don't think about that, and he could say Krishna. The Mashman the Pasuk, no. Since he's thinking now about the Maisa Bia tonight, which will be a mitzvah, he's thinking about a mitzvah, he has no chi to do other mitzvahs. That's also considered oisik the mitzvah, potom in the mitzvah. If you have a machshava, you're thinking about doing a mitzvah that's hard for you to do, you also potom from doing mitzvahs. That's the second chiddush. Let's see Rashi. How do we know it? So what do I need a second pasuk for? So Rashi, Elat Kro Yisrael, without the extra pasuk, Lenafkulon Mikro Kama. I will not know from the first pasuk. The Chivon Daisik the Mitzvah Leisiv the Kro Behedja. And the Miyuta Viyamahu the Kro Dashin Mibetro. The Matina and Mine Oisik the Melechet Mitzvah. From the first post, I can say only if you're oisik in a malachas mitzvah, means you're shaking the lulav, you're doing a ma'aseh mitzvah, that's when you're potter from another mitzvah. Yika tirda, avu chosan, the tirda, the machshava, the yamahu, shemachashav al eisik besulim. But the chosan, the whole night time throughout the chosan, is not really doing a mitzvah, he's only thinking about how he's going to make the bee at night when he has to break the besulim not to become a koshivcha. Ilav pro yisrael lo yismayit. If not for the extra postik, I would say, tell the chosin, stop thinking about that for 5 minutes, and say Krishma. But now that we have the postik, no. That's called oisik the mitzvah. You're not mechuyev to stop this mitzvah and do other mitzvahs. Hakarnas says, Absuza, Shipote, she deterred machsheves bila mitzvah. His boy, Absuza, Yipote, because you're thinking about the bias mitzvah. Now, Shenkin, the Almona, since she's a bula ready, it's not such a, it's not so gefelech, he's not worried about it so much. Chayim. Now for the Gemara, my mashma. How do we know from these psukim this p'tur of oisik the mitzvah is potter? Rashi, my mashma prat li oisik the mitzvah. Omer apopo ki derech. We dashen v'lech tochah ba derech. Ma derech rishus. Just like going in the way. Usually you're strolling down the road. On that the Torah says, say Krishma. Is af kol rishus. Any time you're doing your own mitzvah, your own doing, you're mechuyev to do Krishma. Mashen ken. If you're doing your mitzvah, it's not called rishus. Then you put it from Krishma. For the Gemara, that's true. Nimli askin in the kozel with var mitzvah. Who says let's go back means you're only going for your own walk? You're going to shul, you're going to learn. So the adalich is also mitzvah. And so the Torah says you have to say Krishma. The afil haki yam rachmona likri. For the Gemara came, lichta rachmona b'sheves overlechet. Mai b'shif techo overlech techo. We dashin b'sheves tidoch. When you're sitting and doing things for yourself. That's when you have to say Krishma. Overlechet tidoch, when you're walking for your own sake. Who the mechayevis? That's when you're mechuyev to say Krishma. Or the mitzvah. But when you're oisik, and not your own doing, you're oisik and doing something for Hashem, you're doing mitzvahs anyway, namas patira. That's the drosha from b'shiftecho, overlechtecho. For the Gemara Yehochi, Yoy Bazoi, afilu koinus as amona nami, is time you're being oisik in a mitzvah, so afilu an amona should also be doing a mitzvah. And the Gemara, high Torah, violet Torah. No, you're marrying Amona, true, you're doing a mitzvah, but you have no tirda. You're not worried about anything. So you could do the mitzvah. But Shenkin, by a besula, there you're afraid about breaking the besulim, there you're Torah. So you have a lot of machshava bothering you, your Porsche can't have machshava to say Krishma. For the Gemara, that's the chilek, imishum tirda. If it's just because you have things on your mind,
So we say, "Afilu tavas v'nasa v'yam." You had a bad business deal. You lost $1 million today. So it's bothering you. You swim or drowned in the ocean. You should be caught from Kriya Shema. I can't have kavana today. And we say no. You should know when it comes to Kriya Shema, stop thinking about your loss and say Kriya Shema. So here also, let's tell the chosen, stop thinking about the deer and say Krishna. Maybe it's like a true. If you lost your svinat, say you put from saying Krishna. Now if you have machshavas in a bad business day today, you put from Krishna. For the modern name, Alam Ramar Baba Bazav, the Omarav. Ovil, even when you came in Ovil, you see you lost an ace, for who you feel terrible. For Nezvegen, Chayyad, the Chola, Mitzvah, Samova, Amorat, Potero. A novel after the Kfura, after his own name, after the Kfura, he has a chiyah to do all the mitzvahs. Chutzman at Tfilum. The first day a novel is put from Tfilum. Shreinema ben Per. It says by Tfilum is a beautiful thing. Shreinema perecho chobesh alecho. Mashenkin an oval is m'ullo the offer, so it's not nice that an oval should put on Tfilum. He's only put from Tfilum. But Shah mitzvah is m'chuyah. I a novel at Tudor, it bothers him a lot. He just lost Rechmon Tlan somebody. So you have tirda. The Torah says, "Hosem Torah tirda the mitzvah, hocho Torah tirda rishus." That's the Torah. You need two machshavas to party you. You have to have a machshava of a mitzvah and your Torah in that machshava. So when you marry your b'sula, you're thinking about making the bia at night. That bia is a bia mitzvah, and also it's a lot of tirda. You're worried about how you break the b'sulim. So that's a tirda of mitzvah that parties you. Mashenka, if you still had a bad business deal, it's not a true you have tirda, but it's not a tirda of mitzvah. So now we tell you, you have to stop thinking of say Kriya Shema. When you marry an amana, even though you're doing a mitzvah, but there's no tirda there. Since there's no tirda there, you're not potter. It's your only potter with two conditions. It has to be a tirda, something's bothering you in your mind, and it's a tirda of a mitzvah. So the Gemara Beis Shammai, how does he know this? Well, Beis Shammai, whom he boilei, krat mishluche mitzvah. I don't know if he goes to him, see if he's a machine. If someone not goes to school, doesn't have the box for all this. So the Bach says, it doesn't make too much sense, but the Moskash, the group would be Miyashiv now, they Shammai. So the Bach says, we take this out. So the Rishus, Tim says there, this is Rishus of the Chim, and the Rishus of the Rishus, we're not going to see it. The boy of the Prophet, first look at Mitzvah, he's still Rami, Mimele Shemim, and Afil, Buderach, Nami Kori. So that's the Moskana, that the Shammai holds from Uvelech to Chobaderach. It's not saying you could say Kriya Shema when you walk in the street. It's already telling you that I said the mitzvah is part of the mitzvah. But if you're going on the street, you can't say Kriya Shema according to Beis Shammai. Because in daytime you have to say Kriya Shema dafka standing, and at night you have to dafka say Kriya Shema yata when you're leaning down. Tana Rabbanu, Beitilu Einrim, Eindim V'Koyrim, V'Yoshvim V'Koyrim. That's what we hold Halacha. Any way you want, you can say Kriya Shema. Umatim V'Koyrim. Holchem b'derech v'kurim, oisim b'lachtem v'kurim. Whichever way you want, you can do it according to Bishulam. O ma'aseh Reb Yishmael, Reb Elazar ben Azariah, shayim mesuvim b'makom echad, they were sitting in one place. V'hayu Reb Yishmael muta, Reb Yishmael was leaning, Reb Elazar ben Azariah zokif, Reb Elazar ben Azariah was standing up. Kiva shegiyah z'man krishma, it came to man krishma, is hita Reb Elazar, Reb Elazar leaned down, it became krishma shalayla, so who Reb Elazar want to do like Beis Shammai.
Alright, we'll stop there. We are holding a few dollars from the dollars in the middle of the Gemara, but it's a dash to give us that over again. Turn around, Bonin. They still lend them, Aindim the Kurim, Yeshvim the Kurim, Omutim the Kurim, Holchim the Dach the Kurim, Oisim and Lachim the Kurim. Any way you want, you can say Krishma. When my Isaac Rabbi Shmuel, Reb Elazar and Azayim, Shai Nisum and Makamecha, they're both in the same place. For Rabbi Shmuel Mutter, Rabbi Shmuel was leaning down. Rav Lozav and Azai is Zok, he was standing up. Kiva and Tzegi is Man Krishna, came the time to say Krishna. Is he to Rav Lozav, Lozav started to lean down, and the Zok of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel started to stand up. So Amala Rav Lozav and Azai, Rabbi Shmuel, Yishmuel Ach, Yishmuel my brother, Emshalach, Moshe Lomar, Dabud Em, let me give you an example of what's going on here. Moshe Lech is an example to one person, Shoyim Allah, Zekanech and Magudu, your beard looks very nice. Amala Hem, the person says back to him, Yekanech and Amashchisim, you should go like to the barber to destroy it. Av kach, the same thing here also. Ato you call the man, Shani Zer, call the man, I'm standing up. Ato muti, you're leaning down. Achshav now, Shani Yatis, now that I'm lying down. Ato Zekach, you're standing up. What's going on here? So Amalei said back to him, Poshid, Ani Yosisik Dibur Beisil, I'm acting like Beisil Ushito. V'yata Nyu Yosisik Dibur Sham, you're doing like Beisham Ushito. For lawyer, not only this, and I'm afraid, Shema, you're a Tamid, maybe the Tamid will see what you're doing. V'yikvo Alok Lederz, V'yikvei Alok Lederz, like Beishamai. So the verse says, my boy, what do you mean, what else do you mean to ask? The Chita, maybe you tell me, Beisil Nami Yislu Matin, maybe Beisil also agrees to this.
Nami. If Lumatin, maybe what? Like, what sort of fellow can you do like Beis Shammai? Beis Hillel doesn't say you're not Yoytzah the Mitzvah. According to Beis Hillel, anyway you say Krishma Yoytzah. So if Lumatin should also be good. So if the Hani, Mili, Demata, Vyosmi, Kora. Beis Hillel only says if you're lying down, you can say Krishma lying down. Aval Hoch, in your case, Kivun, the Ad Hashtav, Izokim. Up until now, you were standing up. Vahashtav, Mute, now, punk. You are lying down. Amri Shmamina to Beis Shammai Svirluhu. Where you say you're showing that Loch is Mamas like Beis Shammai. If we're afraid Shema Yira Tamidim Yitva Loch Laderis, and we're afraid maybe Tamidim will see in the Kaver Loch Laderis, that's what he Badavka stood up right then to show that Loch is not like Beis Shammai. Tanya Rebbe Cheskel, Osa Kadiva Beis Shammai Osa. If you want to do like Beis Shammai, you could. Kadiva Beis Shammai Osa, like Beis Shammai also do. We have Yisuf Amanon that we hold. Also, Kedivrei Beis Shammai LaYosav LeKlum. You should know if you're Badaska Makpid to say Krishma the way Beis Shammai does, since you're doing Faket from Beis Hillel, it's again like you're being Oivra Divrei Beis Hillel. You're not Yisuf Mitzvah Krishma. And then if Yontif wants to say a Blazek and Mitzvah Bobi Aveira, that since with this saying Krishma, you're doing Faket from Beis Hillel, like the Alocha Yochid Rab, Alocha Karabim, you're supposed to pass from Beis Hillel, so it's called you doing an Aveira with this type of a Krishma, Lo Yosef Lo Klum, you're not yet to Krishma at all. The Tanan, Mi Shoy Yeroy Shiruba the Sukkah, whoever had Roy this goof in the Sukkah, Yushulchon Nebetoy Chabayis, his Shulchon on the Sukkah was inside the house, is Beis Shammai Poislim, the Rabbon and the Apostle there, or Beis Hillel Machshirim, Omulem Beisil Le Beisham, Beisil Tol Te Beishamai, I was a Meister, Sho'ocho Zikne Beisham, Zikne Beisil Lovati, Reshav Yechinen Ben Ha'chunis, they went to visit him, Mo'atsuah, they saw him by Sukkis, Sho'eroi Sherubah Besukkah, he had Tak Rechubi in the Sukkah, Olovu Shochon Nebetech HaBayis, his Shulchan was inside the house, Lo Yomu Le'klum, and even the Zikne Beishamai didn't say anything there, so the Kura Beishamai doesn't know this halacha, but Beishamai also hold the Yoytzah, Omru Lehem, no, Misham Rai, you're bringing a Rai from there, Pulfakir. Afei Momlo, they told him, in Kema Yisim Noigir, this is the way you did Mitzvah Sukkah, that you have the Iker Shulchan in your house, just your goof was in the Sukkah, Lekiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Yemechem. Midrabbonin, you are not Mekai Mitzvah Sukkah, because it's Exerim, maybe you'll be Nimshach after the Shulchan. We're afraid you'll finish off your meal inside. Is, so we're bringing a Rai, just like if you do like base. Just like if you do like Beis Hillel according to Beis Shammai, you're not Yetzer to the Mitzvah, who is in Faker? If you do like Beis Shammai, Mitzvah Krishma, according to Beis Hillel, you're not Mekai Mitzvah Krishma. We have Nachum Rav Yitzchak Gomar, also Kedivrei Beis Shammai Chayiv Misa. Not only you're not Yetzer to Mitzvah Krishma, you're even Chayiv Misa, like the Mishnah says. There's none. Omer Rabbi Tarfin, and he Yisei Bob Aderech, I was going on the Derech, Vohatisi Likras Kedivrei Beis Shammai, and I was Makti Bedakwa to get off the Chamor, to lie down, to say Krishma lying down at night, Visakanti Biyasuf Mea, listen, and I brought myself to Matzah Kona Kaposhes. And Omer Lo, they told him, Kedai Ho Yisei Lachoy Biyasmucho, Shavata Dibri Beisilu, it's Kedai that you shav a Chiv Misa, because you are Yvra Dibri Beisilu. So Kol Oivra Dibri Chachonim Lai, is Chayiv Misa. So Lalochar is, so what's Nogela Maisa, that Kuntasai is by Maru, if somebody is davening Krishma by Maru, and he's standing up, Punk when it comes Krishma, he wants to sit down, you're not supposed to sit down then. Because that's showing, it looks like you want a Badaf to do, like Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai Shita, you're supposed to be sitting down at night time, so if you're sitting down for the whole Maru, that's a Vada Mutta, because Beis Shammai was also asking me, could sit down. But if the whole Maru, you were standing up, Punk by Krishma, you want to sit down, you're not supposed to. And who would then in the morning? If in the morning, if you were sitting down the whole Krishma, and punk the whole davening, and punk by Krishma, you want to stand up, that also you shouldn't do. So that looks like you want to be that like Beis Shammai, you'll be Kunecha, you want to stay standing up, sitting down. The Shacham Levorach Shayim Lefoneho, the Yachat Leachreh. In the morning by Birchas Krishma, we make two brachas, Lefoneho,
the yachas yachre, two before, and just gal yisrael is the one afterwards. Uve'erev by night, by marav mavorach shtayim lefoneho, as yoytze or in marav arovim, and shtayim liachre, and two afterwards. We say one next to hashkiveinu, we say afterwards. So the mission now, these two brachas that we make, the brachas, is achas arucha v'yachas tzor. One is a long one. Achas arucha v'yachas tzor. One of these two brachas kriyishma, one is called the long bracha, and one is called the short bracha. So Rashi learns now, Rashi says, Bashach mevorach shtayim, kediyama bebrachas yushalmi, the Gemara Yushalmi says, sheva brachas halolu. Hey, so Bono Masachim, seven brachas by kriyishma. It's in the morning, you have two before and one afterwards, that's three, and at night you have four. Halalu al Shem, the Prophet of Tilum says, Sheva bayam hilaticha. Like I praised Hashem seven times. These are the seven brachas we say that praises Hashem. Achas aruchas yachas ktsora. Rashi learns, Ashtayim liachre di arvis koi. The two brachas after Kriyishma by Marv. Arucha is emes v'yemuna, and ktsora is hashkivenu. So every Marav we say two brachas afterwards. After the Shema, beginning you say Marav Arovim and then Oyevam Yisrael. Then at the end we say Emes Vemuna and then we say Hashkiveinu. So Rashi learns that Emes Vemuna, that's called a long bracha, it has a riches, and then Hashkiveinu was called the short bracha. I will soon see Tzayi asked a few questions on this. I just finished the Mishnah. Mokim Sharmu Laharich, in a place where it says to say in a riches, a long bracha, ain't a Rishay Lakatsi, you can't make it into a short bracha. Or else lekatzer in the short bracha is supposed to be any rishir laharuch. You can't be marach and make it into a long bracha. So Pashto Rashi will learn, could be he's going back on these brachas, emes v'amuna, which is a long bracha, you're not allowed to make it into a short bracha. And Ashkiveinu, that's a short bracha, you're not allowed to make it into a long bracha.
What do you mean making a short to a long bracha?
I will soon explain it. Lachtoim, when you're supposed to make a chasima, any rishir shalai lachtoim. You're not allowed to not make a chasima. And Shaloi Lachtam, you're not supposed to make a chasima. Any Rishoi Lachtam, you're not allowed to make a chasima. Or a certain brachas start off with a baruch and end off with a baruch. Like Allah Michia starts off with a baruch and ends off with a baruch. And the beginning, Birchas Ateres, Birchas Amitzvahs only start off with a baruch and doesn't end off with a bracha. That's also a cloud. When you're supposed to make just a baruch without the end off, you're not allowed to end off. When you're supposed to make a bracha with the ending with a chasima, you can't do it without it. Rashi says, Lachtoim the Baruch, Shla Lachtoim could go in Birchas Ateros and Mitzvahs. Hey, the Birchas Ateros and Mitzvahs doesn't have any chasima, it's only a short bracha, so that's the way you have to make it. You can't change the Matthias of Bruchas. So again, back to Rashi says, Achas Aruch of Achas Kitzorah, Rashi says it means the bracha Emes V'Yamuna, and then the second bracha Kitzorah means Hashkiveinu. So is the Eskashin is Tema, Tashkiveinu Nama Aruch Harbi. So he says, Akash, Hashkiveinu is a pretty long bracha. The Chura, a short bracha would mean, Hamaytzelechem in Arif. That's called the short bracha. But Hashkiveinu is pretty long. We have a lot of other brachas that are shorter than this. Teida, Midloi Kachoshloi, but the Sefta Badi Ksaris. There's a Sefta that says all the brachas Ksaris, that's Brichas Aferis, and Brichas Amitzis, and doesn't bring down Hashkiveinu. The Yoy Toizias, Pavim Shemarichan Abbe Betoisvis, Kamoy Or Yoyim Hanei. Sometimes they say Tiyat in the middle here, they hear the extra Zachen. The Yoy Demis Bamuna, Pavim Shemakatsman Bom, Yoy Kamila Kamon. We'll see later next parak that even Emes V'Emuna, not everybody was machum to say the third parasha Krishma, so it made it very short, the Emes V'Emuna. So according to Rashi, how does that stim? It's supposed to be a bracha arucha. How come later they made it into a short bracha? So Toys learns Pshat, Nero Benatam, the high koi, Demis V'Emuna, Achas Luch, the Akasor just means Kleimo, Ben Yarach Bo, Ben Yakatsubo. Hey, Emes V'Emuna, you could make it long, you could make it shorter. There's no cloud. That's the way Tosef learns. Emes V'Emuna is short and long. But Rashi learns, now at that Rashi learns, Emes V'Emuna is called a long bracha, and Ashkiveinu is called a short bracha. Now the cloud they say to Rashi is, that brachas have an yonim to the bracha. It's very negative to know. There's an inyan to the bracha. Ashkiveinu was called a short bracha because there's only one inyan to the bracha. The inyan is, like Hashem should watch us from the mazikim. That's the Ashkiveinu. Even though we marach a lot, there's one inyan to the bracha. The inyan is that mazikim, nothing should happen to us. That's called the bracha ktsara. A bracha arucha means there are few inyanim to the bracha. different type of minyanim. In Emes V'Amuna, what we say, the Miri says in the Rabbein Yoina, we'll see more later, there are three minyanim we talk about Emes V'Amuna. One is you have to talk about that Hashem made Yetzias Mitzrayim. Then Hamakeh V'Avosah Kol B'chorim Yisorim, you have to talk about Makas B'chorus. And you have to talk about Kriyas Yamsev. Hamakeh Bona Ben Gisu Yamsev. These are the three minyanim we're supposed to say in Emes V'Amuna. So it's not Shver Tesek Hashem. The Gemara later says if you want to make this bracha short, you have to say these three in yonim, you could be Yitzchak. But Emes Vemun has three different in yonim to the bracha. That's why it's called an Arucha. You have to say about Yisias Mitzrayim, you have to say about Kriyas Yamsuf, and about Makas Behoris. That's very vichtig. They speak out here. In the middle of the bracha, like in Shmoneh Esrei, we have different nusach. There's Ashkenaz, there's Svar, how are you Yotze? The pshat is every bracha has an inyan to it. As long as you talk about that inyan, you Yotze the bracha. Whether you skip a word here or moisif a word here, it's not called you Mishana from the Matbeish, not from the brachas. Adi, you speak about the inyan you're supposed to. Chsorim would be it if you don't mention the inyan you're supposed to. So that's Pshat Nisrashi. That you're supposed to say three different inyan of Emes Bamunha, that's called the long bracha. But then again, if you skip on all the way about it, you're supposed to say the whole bracha the way it's in Sakin. But if you skip a word here or there, you'd still be Yotze the bracha. Because as long as you mention the Indian the bracha is supposed to come upon, you are Yotze. Just the Mashenka, the Mishnah says, oh, Lachtam, Ve'en Rishosh Lachtam, there they say some Aparshim, that the last bracha, the Baruch Atah Hashem, Gal Yisrael, or the bracha itself, that you have to say the way they're in Sakin. That's called the Tikkun the Rabbah, and Matabeya Shetav Rechomim. The end bracha, you have to say the way you're supposed to. But in between words, the ikar of it is the inyan that's supposed to be said. That's what we find by Shmoneh Esrei. You're allowed to be marach in certain, if you want to follow for your own shrachim, you could be marach. Because as long as you're talking about that inyan, then you could say as much as you want and say it as short as you want. So, Digmar, my mevorach, what are these brachas of Kriyashma?